All right. This morning, we're going to be taking some time to share both our testimonies of the things that God has been doing in our lives, as well as if you have something that you want to share, to ask for prayer from the congregation. We wanted to make a space for people to be able to do that. Probably within weeks of my coming to Redemption, people began saying, we need more time for people to offer testimony, to encourage one another with the stories of the things that God is doing in our lives. And you know, we've taken different stabs at that. We're going to be trying to move in that direction on a more regular basis, possibly every month or every other month, to have a service that opens up a space, pretty much the entire message space of the Sunday morning worship, for us to be able to directly, publicly give glory to God and encourage one another. So my hope is that many of you this morning will take an opportunity to share a vignette, a story of the things that God's been doing in your life, and to praise God for those things. Again, if you have something that's a particular challenge, a struggle, a need in your life, and you'd like to ask for prayer for that, you're also welcome to do that, because we glorify God, not just by saying, praise God, this is what he did, but also by acknowledging that when we, you know, when we find ourselves in need, that he is ultimately the one that we have to go to. He is the source, he is the answer. A couple of other things before I turn it over to all of you. One is, I'd like to ask you to be concise. Try to keep your sharing relatively brief. It doesn't have to be ridiculously short, but we just want to make space for other people to be able to share as well. And again, if the purpose is to glorify God, we want to tell our stories in a way that focus on him. And as we listen to different people sharing their stories or their needs, to ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to be hearing? What are you saying to me in the midst of this? So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're just going to kind of open it up. An orderly way to do this is, if you are interested in giving testimony, if you could put a note in the chat, or sort of indicate that somehow, raise your hand, that'd be great, and then we can begin to have people unmute their mics one at a time. So let me pray, and then we'll have the time of testimony. Father, thank you for your love for us. We pray that you would help us to give glory to you, to point our brothers and sisters to you as the one who is faithful, as the one who is able, as the one who is always faithful. So pour out your love on us now. Help us to encourage one another and glorify you, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so if you'd be interested in giving testimony, if you could just indicate that in the chat, or if it's easier for you, you can use the reactions toolbar, the reactions item on your toolbar down, mine is on the bottom of my screen, and like give a thumbs up or something like that, and we'll try to. There's always a risk in opening up a time like this, right? It could get very quiet. So I know you might need a little time to think, but don't leave me hanging. And let's glorify God. I see Sarah I. So Sarah, go ahead and unmute your mic and feel free to share. If it's appropriate afterward, we'll pray for you and then we'll go to the next person.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I just want to give glory to God for his mercy and grace. So before this season, the seasons that had, like, they had still been hard, But a lot of it bordered on, you know, just seeing God's faithfulness and greatness. So like many of the testimonies I had then were things that would make people be like, oh my God, how did that happen? That was impossible. And then in this season, I realized that I'm seeing a different side of God, and it kind of makes me understand why, for instance, when you see Jacob, Abraham, the Israelites, as they traveled through different lands, you saw them setting up, you know, like those stones, and then they'll name it. And it was like, at each journey or to each person, God revealed himself. So like for Abraham, I think it was like Jehovah, the Lord will provide, you know. For another person, it was like that. And I see that happening here. And this season, I've hardly really had that much, but in this season, it's been like really tight. But in this season, actually, through that, God has revealed another side of him to me, and that's his consistency. Because it takes like a certain amount of, as in a high level of attention to someone for God to come through on that very day in that exact way. And you know, like, so he could, let me just use like money for an example. He could provide, let's say, 500 for the month, but if he comes through every Friday to give me $50, but unfailingly for 4 or 5 weeks, I don't know, I think that's really amazing, and that's something I'm seeing about God. So I don't want to wait until, you know, all the big things happen before I thank him for his mercy and grace. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Praise God. God is the provider. Why don't we take a quick moment to pray, and then we can go to others as that's appropriate. Father, thank you for providing for Sarah, for the ways that you've done it in the past, as well as the ways that you want to do that in the future. And I know for a fact that we have a number of folk in our congregation right now who are facing different needs financially, job-wise, and possibly in some other areas, you know, in need of healing. We ask that you would show yourself powerful, that you would show yourself faithful. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I see Arnold. So Arnold, unmute your mic and praise God.
I also wanted to thank God for his faithfulness. This time last week, I was in a pretty difficult place. With COVID and school and all of that, things kind of changed a bit. I felt all the pressure coming on last week with all the loneliness that comes with isolation. And also after at the end of service, I stayed back for prayers. And as Tony and Judy were praying, it was almost instantaneous. I felt that pressure leaving. I felt a certain kind of joy returning. And so I just felt, so the challenge hasn't gone away, but the approach to it, I now have a certain kind of peace that it's actually doable. So I just wanted to thank God for coming through for me. It was really difficult at that time. I'm like, I can't fail on this. And just to know that, 1 week later, I'm in a much happier place and feeling a lot better about everything, and actually feeling really positive about things being done. So I just wanted to give God the glory for that. It was an instant result for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Arnold. I appreciate that testimony. And I actually think, and Michelle and I have talked about this a bit for the past couple of weeks at least, I don't think you're the only person that's felt that weight, you know, that sense of isolation, of maybe discouragement or kind of the joy draining away. So let's pray for those folk and let's praise God for Arnold. So Lord God, we thank you for what you've done on Arnold's behalf, lifting him out of the miry pit, setting his feet on a solid rock. And in this COVID season, especially when people are kind of sequestered away into their homes, when they don't go into work, when it's hard to connect with friends, we ask, Lord, that you would meet with us, that you would draw near, Lord, that we would draw near to you. It does feel like a time of testing, a time of trial. It also feels like you're up to something. Feels like you are trying to accomplish something in our lives. And so we want to yield to that, Lord, to allow you to do all the things that you want to do, to build into our lives the things that you want to build in. Lord, what the enemy has intended for evil, we pray that you would use for good. So we offer ourselves to you, Lord. Have your way in us. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and have Susie Colby unmute. So Susie, go ahead. And
plot twist, it's Caleb Colby.
Oh, it's Caleb. Yeah. I've been tricked.
Yeah, you've been tricked. I just want to share a testimony, an alpha testimony. So I had been hearing, I came home back in March from California, and it's been awesome being back at Redemption for this season. Kept hearing about Alpha, and felt like God put it on my heart to reach out to some of my high school friends. Michelle's, you can hear Michelle hooting and hollering because she's been our prayer warrior. So thanks, Michelle. And it's interesting because so Jordan Burchett and I went to high school together and really were an evangelism team at high school together. And we prayed a lot and witnessed a lot to our friends with, I think we would say, pretty disappointing results. And for the most part, just tried to hang in there and become good friends with people. And, you know, it felt like a lot of doors just weren't open. And I think we would try to share here and there, but really we would mostly just stick it out and be good friends. And that was its own reward. We have really, really good friendships that have lasted from high school, as demonstrated by the fact that when I came home and when Dad was sick, like some of these guys were some of the first guys to show up with brownies and beer as their condolence gifts to us. So anyway, these really strong friendships have survived. And I just felt like God put it on my heart that maybe in this season, I wasn't sure why, but maybe because of COVID or maybe just being a bit older and having seen a bit more, they might be open. And I talked to Jordan, I talked to Michelle, we were praying and felt like God gave the green light. And I called up four of my friends and all of them were interested. And I almost like had to, and then at our first meeting, Jordan was like, we should ask them why they're here. And I was like, that's a great idea. Because I was like, I still don't really believe that they're interested, but it turns out they are. So we've been meeting for a couple months now and it's going really well. There's been a couple weeks here and there that have felt disappointing, but overall they're asking great questions. They just tried praying for the first time last week. And we're getting excited to do a Holy Spirit weekend on one of the Gulf Islands in a couple weeks. I don't know. I think what I reflect on is just that, like, you never know until you ask. Yeah. And so ask if you feel like God's putting it on your heart to ask. And also that in seasons where it feels like a door is closed, just build that friendship, because I do believe that in the span of our lifetime, like, God is going to make an entrance and is going to make himself known. And sometimes you just have to wait. But when it's time to ask, you better ask. So,
amen.
Thank God for what he's doing in my high school friends.
Woo! Yeah. Hey, Michelle, what? You want to come in and pray for them?
Okay. I want to bring it there too.
Bring it in, Michelle.
Father God, we give glory to you. We praise you and thank you so much for including us in what you're doing here on earth, Lord God, in the hearts of people. Only you know people's hearts, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching us how to love, Lord God, showing us what it looks like. And I thank you for your faithfulness to us. I thank you for people who are willing to jump out and see, Lord God, and just try to not be worried about the failure, or even if they are worried, to try anyway. Lord God, we thank you for the invitation. And we thank you that you go before us, behind us, below us, all around us, Lord God. Pray that we never grow weary in just seeking you and inviting others along for the ride. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father God. And thank you for what you're doing in Caleb and Jordan and their friends and in us as we hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The energy quotient has gone up. Oh, all right. I have Maria Sibaja. So Maria, unmute and say hello.
Hi, guys. I'm saying hello from El Salvador. I don't know if everybody can hear me.
We can.
Awesome. So as many of you know, I had to leave Vancouver back in the end of February, beginning of March, and because my visa had expired and all my attempts to stay in Vancouver had pretty much gone south. And before I left, Carolee told me that she had a feeling I was coming to El Salvador, which is where my parents live, to help my mother. And I thought that was very weird, but whatever. Carolee is wise and she knows things. Within a month of my being here, my mom's brother, my uncle, passed away. And my mom's best friend was diagnosed with a really bad brain tumor. And it has just been an incredible just knowing that God has things planned out in ways that we can never ever imagine, that I was able to be here for my mother during these times. Over the last few months, you know, being locked up in the house, because we here in El Salvador, we literally weren't allowed to leave our houses because of COVID, and that I was able to be here for my mother during these hard times, even though I had been trying my hardest to stay in Vancouver and not be here. And I just wanted to praise God for just, he orchestrates things and he works things in ways that sometimes we don't understand. And I was angry that I was going to be here. And yet now I couldn't possibly be more happy that I've been here during this time. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm crying. So I just wanted to make it just remind everybody that sometimes it feels like doors are closing and nothing is going the way you want it to go. But God has a plan for everything. And sometimes the plan isn't for you. I could have been there for my mother from far away, but I'm very happy that I've been here with her and been able to walk through all of this with her. And just during all of this time of being locked up in a house, I literally went 86 straight days without leaving my house. That's how strict they've been here in El Salvador. It's just been a time to be able to just get closer to God, find myself in a different way, find my skills in a different way. And I've really appreciated the fact that I ended up here during the pandemic, because I'm with my family and I was able to be here with my mother. And I just want to remind everybody that sometimes God has a plan and we just got to go with it.
Thanks for sharing, Maria. And it's good to have you from El Salvador. I've asked Monica Cousins if she would be willing to pray for Maria. That'd be great.
Father, thank you for Maria. Thank you for her heart for us. And God, we have such a big heart for her. We love her so much, Lord. But God, you love her even more than we love her. And you see her future and you see the plans that you have for her. And they are good, Lord. And sometimes we don't understand them, like in this case, but what a beautiful thing that you've done here, Lord. You've allowed her to be with her mother, to be a comfort to her. Yeah. And Father, I just pray that you give her everything that she needs to be exactly that, comfort and wisdom and just that presence with her mom. God, I do lift up her mom as well, and I pray that you would fill her with your presence and fill her with your peace as she walks a different, difficult path at the moment. And Lord, back to Maria. we know you have good plans for her. And Lord, we would love her back here. But again, we defer to you, Father God. We defer to you because you are wisdom itself. And you know so much above and beyond what we do. So we entrust her to you and we bless her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. We love you, Maria. Yeah.
I love you guys too. I miss you all.
What has been coming to my mind is this, at our stage in life, we're sort of reviewing God's faithfulness over many years. Judy became a spirit-filled Christian when she was a little kid and took me till I was age 30. But one of the passages that has struck us is Malachi 3:10. It says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now and in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Our testimony is really simple. When we were students, we tithed. When in the 80s, there was a massive increase in interest rates. We had a couple of mortgages. One of them came due at 21%. Mm. And so things were really tight. And in those times, we considered long and hard to even go to a movie once in a month. Really tight, but we tithe. God has been faithful. He's seen us through those tight times and now has blessed us. For years now, for decades now, we have been engaged with missions like M2W2, prison ministry, with YWAM and a number of others that we have supported financially, as well as our own giving to Redemption Church. And you know, it is just easy. If you start doing that 10%, you get used to it, and you don't expect to have more than that. But God has been faithful. He's blessed us again and again. He's opened those windows of heavens that he promised. And we have more than enough to continue. And we actually don't give more now than we did then, much more. Thank you, Lord. Your faithfulness Amen. Is what has enabled this incredible blessing. Amen.
Thank you, Tony. I think especially in these snug times, that's a helpful encouragement. So let me pray, both in thanksgiving for Tony and Judy's testimony, but also for those of us who are in that sort of tighter space that God would provide and that we'd look after each other. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Tony and Judy's testimony of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we cannot outgive you. And I pray that you would make our giving a faith venture, an opportunity to put our trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that you are not short on resources. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. And we've already prayed, Lord, for those who are in need, but we continue to ask that you would open the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing. And we pray that on our side, that you would help us to have faith, to entrust to you the resources and things that you give to us, believing that you are the source, that you are the one who provides. It is your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for Evan's testimony, your faithfulness to her friend. And, you know, we ourselves, Lord, have people in our own congregation who are facing health issues. Bill Atkinson, for sure. Ann Crabb and others, Lord. We pray that your healing hand would be upon them. We ask, Lord, that you would be a great physician for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Trish.
Good morning, everyone. So I know some of you have heard this already, but I wanted to share with everyone. I went for a bike ride last Friday, not this past one, but the one before, and I had a pretty bad wipeout. And I was on the greenway and I wiped out and I got up and I was feeling really off kilter, a little woozy and just dazed from having hit the ground so hard. But in these moments when I was there and I wasn't alone, like God was so in that moment with me. I was trying to figure out why my bike wouldn't move forward, and God sent someone to help me sort that out. And then he had told Michelle to call me. And so I'm sitting on the ground feeling a little disoriented and woozy, and Michelle called me and prayed with me and was there with me. And as I look back on it and I think about all of the things that could have happened to me in that spill, like I could have broken an arm, I could have busted out my teeth or broken my glasses or busted my face, like anything could have happened, but God protected me and his hands were just around me in that moment. And even though he didn't prevent the accident from happening, he showed me through it just how much he loves me. And I think he does that for us sometimes. He may not prevent things from happening to us, but he will be there in the moment and he will be there with us and he will help us through it. And it won't be nearly as bad as it could have been because God is with us.
Amen. Yeah, that was an interesting day, actually. Michelle had told me that she felt led to call Trish, and it was like right after the accident. So just remarkable. Let's thank God. Father, thank you for protecting Trish. It's a strange thing, Lord, what you allow, and I don't fully understand, but I am thankful that she was not hurt worse, and thankful that she's bounced back so quickly, that you had people all around her at just the right time. So thank you for the encouragement, Lord, that you are with us. You stand ready to support and help us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, to know that you're there. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So our final testimony of the morning is going to be from Annika. So Annika, go ahead and unmute.
Hi there, my name is Annika, and I just thought I'd share a bit of like an update about how the Holy Spirit's been working in my life. I thought I'd give a little shout out to Rosie. We were meeting yesterday and she was prompting me to share and challenging me to reflect on how the Holy Spirit's been working in my life as we've been journeying as a congregation and learning to walk with the Holy Spirit. And so a little bit of background for the story I'm going to share, but I've taken on a position within the organization I'm a part of, and have been having some really challenging conversations dealing with systemic problems within the organization I'm a part of, particularly pertaining to discrimination against women. And that's something that's really dear to my heart and really something I'm very passionate about, and can get a little bit kind of go into these meetings on, even though they're on Zoom, I kind of go in with my guns blazing because I'm just so like upset that this is even a problem. And this past week, as I've been really challenging myself to wake up every morning and say, Holy Spirit, lead me in all my Zoom meetings today, and asking him to be a part of that, the work that I'm doing, I've gotten some feedback from my family and friends of them saying, like, Annika, it's so amazing to see how gracious you've become, or it was so like you spoke so clearly and eloquently in that moment. And I was like, that's not me, like that's not who I naturally am. And so that's just been really a cool thing to see, that as I've kind of started submitting to the Holy Spirit's work in my life, that he's been making me more gracious and making my work a lot more fruitful, because people are able to listen to what I'm saying when I'm not kind of going in with, approaching these conversations out of a place of anger and frustration. And so I just thought I just wanted to share that. And also this passage from Ephesians to close off. It's from the Message translation. And I think I don't usually read the Message, but I think this is just a really creative and thought-provoking way that Ephesians 3:20-21 is worded. So I'll just read that. It says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. So I just wanted to share that, because that's just kind of been on my heart, as God's been teaching me to be gentle and gracious and live in the graciousness that he daily extends towards me. So
thanks. Praise God. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for what you're doing in Annika's life, the ways that you're helping her to channel her righteous anger at injustice, to be bold, to speak for those who have been not treated fairly, and to be able to do it with wisdom, Lord. I pray that you would continue to lead her day by day and step by step, to know how to speak out and how to effect change. Thank you for your love for her, Lord, that you are shaping her, you're growing her, even as you're employing her to help make the world look a little more like what you intend. I thank you also for Rosie, for the encouragement that she's given, for the wisdom that she brings into the process. I pray, Lord, that all of us would have eyes to see where things are a bit off, courage to speak up, and wisdom to do it well, from a heart of love and not from a heart of just anger. So you said to be angry and to sin not. So I pray that you'd help us to learn what it looks like to be angry at injustice and to confront it, but to do so in love and to see you make change in the world. So help us not to protect ourselves, but to put ourselves out there. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for everyone who shared this morning, for the stories of what God is doing in your lives, for the encouragement that that you're giving to us as a body. My hope is that in the months that follow, that we'll continue to grow in being able to do this, to encourage one another, to be intentional about opening up our lives and inviting God and our brothers and sisters in a way that is supportive of us, but also in a way that that gives glory to God and pulls us together as one body. So thank you.